Oh, they're billing it as super wild card weekend because it bleeds over to Monday. Cardinals and Rams on Monday night, the final game of the wild card weekend and the opening round of the NFL playoffs. Here to talk about all of it with us, we talk to him weekly about the NFL. The one and only Mark Schlereth joins us here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. We're still, you know, with 17 games behind us in the process of trying to figure out what exactly are the Arizona Cardinals at this point. And this is a team in your broadcasting role at Fox. You've seen at good times. You've seen at bad times. What did your most recent viewing of the Arizona Cardinals tell you about them going into the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, I think they're trying to figure out what they are, too. I mean, you know, I don't think there's – I just think there's uncertainty, especially on the offensive side of the football. And for whatever reason, I mean, there's – I guess you can talk about a lot of different things with the Arizona Cardinals. But, you know, the running back injuries, the lack of some consistent production there, red zone scoring opportunities, there's just a lot of different things that they're trying to clean up, trying to figure out. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like – you know, I felt like during that game – The receiving core and Kyler Murray just weren't – they didn't feel like they were on the same page. It feels to me like if you take away or you really sit down on Ertz, there's not that connection on a consistent basis with A.J. Green. There just doesn't feel like there's that big-time passing connection that they've been missing. And maybe they've been missing it since D-Hop has been out. But mm-hmm. It just feels out of sync to me.
What do you think, how important is this game to Cliff Kingsbury? Because like you, when the team was 10-2, I was singing his praises. I've been a fierce critic of him in the past, but I saw a guy that was finally finding a balanced offense and blending what he likes to do with what you have to do to succeed in the NFL. But now we got a football team that if they lose against the Rams, that will be 5 of their last 6 games, and that's unfortunately been the story of his head coaching career. What do you think about all that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton, you know, and I just know how hard it is to win in this league, but I also know how hard it is to win come you know, going down the stretch and come playoff time. And to me, you know, to be able to consistently do that, you have got to be able to dominate a line of scrimmage. You've got to be able to run the ball. And I'm not just talking about, you know, popping some draws and every now and again in favorable situations, being able to run it. I'm talking about conversions. I'm talking about third down and 3, and you've got to have a good third down and 3-plus running game. You've got to have a good nickel run game. You've got to be able to produce in those situations, keep you out of third down and longs. You have to be able to dictate, in my mind, to the opponent. And those things I just don't see. Like, it's easy to run the ball when everybody's playing the pass and you've got a lead and you've built that lead because it's just not the situation that you find yourself in. To me, you have to be able to dictate on offense. And I just haven't seen them be able to do that on a consistent basis, especially here down the stretch.
Mark Schlereth, NFL on Fox 104.3, The Fan in Denver. He joins us Wednesday mornings to talk about the NFL, which is heading into the playoffs right now. On that subject, there's been a lot of talk now about Cliff Kingsbury coaching his first game in the NFL playoffs in year 3. Kyler Murray about to make his first NFL playoff start. Generally speaking, from your experience, Mark, how different, how much more intense is playoff football? What are these guys in for from those standpoints?
Well, I just think the preparation of the week is different. Once the ball is snapped, it's the same damn thing that you played your whole life. But it's really how you approach it. It's really about the way you approach getting into the game, the way you approach the week of preparation, because there's so many things that, I mean, it's the playoffs. Everybody's talking about it. They're talking about your team. You know, everybody wants to come watch you play. Your families want tickets, all that kind of stuff. It's the ancillary stuff that draws your energy away.
Yeah.
Once the game is kicked off, to me, it's just like football, like any other thing you've ever done. And yeah, there's some excitement before the game starts, you know, the finality of what you're doing, but it's always the team that just plays like it's any other game. To me is the team that just plays loose and plays like they always have.
Right.
So I think you make way too much out of playoff football. Yeah. It is an intense. Yeah. You know, the energy is intense and all that kind of stuff. But the football is no different.
Sure.
It's not like all of a sudden you pick it up and go, okay, now we're going to really start playing fast. Like, you know, if that's the case, then you haven't been playing the right way from the start of the season, and you're not going to, you know, you're not going to amount to much anyhow.
Yeah, that's a good point. Matthew Stafford, there's a lot made about him handling these kind of moments. What do you make of that reputation that follows him around?
Well, Matthew, I think he's a damn good quarterback. I think he's played in some really, you know, for a really bad franchise for a very long time. And I think in doing that, there are habits that they come around when you are the guy that's required to make every play. And so, you know, there's almost these habits where you get arm arrogance, where you just get, you know, you get to the point where you force things that don't need to be forced, where you have a tough time relying on the rest of your football team. I did a game last year in Detroit with Matthew Stafford, and it may be the worst defense I've ever watched an NFL team put on a football field. And so when you have to overcome that stuff on a consistent basis, you can develop some bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're constantly under duress, you develop bad habits in the way you throw the football. You know, you throw the football with a casual attitude, or you don't keep your balance, or you don't keep your foot energy together. You don't stay on top of your feet simply because you're so used to throwing under duress. Like, every quarterback has to change arm angles. Every quarterback has to throw off his back foot. You know, I always get, well, he threw that one off his back foot. Yeah, everybody does that. You have to. You have to throw it accurately that way. But it's when all of a sudden you're not under pressure, and you've been under pressure the whole game, and you're not under pressure, and you use lazy mechanics. Those are the things that happen to you when you play on bad football teams. And so, to me, when they run the ball, when they play a physical style of football, when they're really tied together on their play action stuff, the Rams are really tough to beat. But they occasionally, you know, they occasionally fall into that. Well, we want to get too fancy. We're not going to do the things required to win from a running standpoint. And those are the things that happen to the Rams when they play poorly, because then Matthew Stafford sometimes slips back into that stuff that he did for 12 years in Detroit.
Mark Schlereth, our weekly guest to talk NFL. Before we let you go, non-playoffs teams that aren't in the playoffs firing coaches, including in your neck of the woods in Denver, Vic Fangio, shown the door. And you know, we've had the discussions about Vic Fangio over his 3-year tenure there with you. Was that the right decision? Can you expect more if you've got 7 win quarterbacks year after year to win more than 7 games?
Yeah, listen, Vic Fangio... you know, I always got the people that would say, well, he's an outstanding defensive coordinator, you know, and you'd like to keep him around because he's a great defensive coordinator. Did you hire him to be a D coordinator or a head coach?
That's right.
Which one did you hire him to be? Because he's an awful head coach. I mean, he just is not, you know, you kind of the Peter principle, you rise to the level of your incompetence. That's Vic Fangio. There are so many decisions made on a game-to-game basis. They're just poor decisions. Doesn't really manage the game very well. I can't tell you how many times he's been commented on during training camp practice about on offensive play, because I wasn't really paying attention. I paid attention to the defense during practice. You know, it just is one after the other. And I think one of the big things from a coaching standpoint, authenticity is incredibly important as a head coach. And I think the other thing to me, you got to be able to command the room. So, you've got to be able to command, because as a head coach, oftentimes you give up some of your coaching, like some of your individual coaching, and you kind of coach the coaches.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to command the players and command that room. You got to be able to command your coaches, command that room. You got to be able to command the media. And, you know, you have to do it with some intelligence. And I just think that there are so many guys that rise to the level of head coach that really don't have any business being a head coach.
Yeah.
They just don't have that skill set. And I think you have to be okay at losing some of that connectivity with your players to a degree from a day-to-day coaching standpoint. And, you know, there's so much more to manage. And you got to be able to manage your staff and get the best out of those coaches. So I think it's a tricky position that way. And a lot of guys just don't have the chops to do it.
And I think the next head coach of the Broncos has to be able to handle Aaron Rodgers, right, Mark?
From your lips to God's ears.
Right,
yes.
Right.
Let's hope.
There you go.
Mark, good to talk to you. We'll talk again next week. Have a great week.
Sounds good. Take care.